So can you do it? Because it didn't.
Habochat ani reich matana almanos lahachse.
Can you do it? Because it didn't by Abaminim, which is no longer practically relevant this year. So it's brought from the Gemara Sukkah Mem Aleph and Beis. Where dashen lekatem lechem mishelachem. The Abaminim has to belong to you. Mikanam mukhamim in adam yitz dechavas beyon tradition shalchag. But love shall chaveri. Elim kein osan maton. You can't be yotze with your chiyu abiminim on the first day yom tov with the lulav shel chaveri, with the abiminim belonging to someone else. The nochem is only on the first day yom tov because lulav the yom tov is midrabon and zeichel mikdash. Rabon never mechayev nochem for zeichel mikdash. But the first outcome has to abiminim has to belong to you, and it's because of this din. The gemara later on, the memvovim base says eitzer says om rab zera lelikni enish reishan yinuka biyeh betov kama. Person shouldn't be makne his abiminim to a tin of cotton on first day onto. My tamad yinuku makne koni, aknoili makne. Meshtracht konofet bro v'shemish ha'shlo. So a person would be makne his abiminim to a cotton. The cotton can only be koina because ketanim are takers, they cannot givers when it comes to kinyana. They can only be koina because das is din, das tekeres makne, kenzayim midrabon or midraisim, I think, machlek shen. But they can't be, there's no, even Drabonim, there's no din, they can be makne. They can't be makne back to you. So if you makne abimin to a cotton, you won't be able to get it back from him. And you won't be able to come abimin with a lochem. So even, the Shulchan Aruch reads a posh leitzah, it should be a posh leitzah, that you, if you first yotze, then on the first day onto, you yotze first, you do your mitzvah tira solo, and then you give it over to the cotton. But that won't work for us because in Chutzar, it's 2 days yomtov, which yomtov is at Sekhet Yoma, both days yomtov have a din lochem. So you even if you've been carrying it on the first day, you'll need it again to lachem on the second day. So we can't use this eitzah shulchan aruch. We need later. But we need to clarify first in the first place. Is there any need when you give your cotton? We know cotton yodel nane and cotton who knows how to be do the nanun. He's mukhiv in midrabanan. Sorry, midrabanan. I'm sure. Mitzvah skinuch. He's mukhiv out skinuch to take to do into the sof. So
is lochem necessary?
Is the lochem necessary for the cotton? Oh, so yeah, is the mitzvah's kinuch lechayr? What's mitzvah's kinuch lechayr? It's the cotton does the mitzvah, what the godl is supposed to do. So whatever, just like it's posh to everybody, not the kind mitzvah's kinuch or nulluv by doing art and crafts with the cotton, it's a kinuch him. And who did if you buy a lemon for him, it's not place an esrog. Mitzvah's kinuch is that you should do the mitzvah what the gedolim do. So lechayr, the one of dinim avimim is lochem, so why shouldn't the cotton have to be lochem? But in answer to the pasuk, that's supposed to say that's a brosh on the prima godim writes for sure. You have to mak the cotton if you want to be in the kaim. But it's going to be you have to be mak the cotton. But the Mishnah Berurah does bring from some akronim. They want to bring that from the lashon in the modchen. I think even lashon shulchan aruch that you don't actually have to be makne to the cotton in the kaim mitzvah kinnuch. So the Mishnah Berurah wants to say the lomdus is that the mitzvah kinnuch is the ikam ma'aseh mitzvah, not the prati mitzvah. So we can add on as far that. It's not visible. It's not lochem. Maybe if you gave him a lemon, it would be clearly not. It's not the you're not being. He's not being schenek in the ma'aseh mitzvah. But lochem is not visible. He's still being schenek in the ma'aseh mitzvah. Hakpon, that's some according to him. He brings it from Pekeis from the Chidom. But the road placing thing the Mishnah Berurah says is so similar. At the beginning, he only brings he has a yeshua according, but he brings the ikka the cream cotton. That's from kind of skin if you'd have to be makne to the cotton. So we need to find another itza. So the Rosh brings, the Rosh asks the Kasha, he asks it, that the Chor is a very posh Eitzah, how to give it to cotton. It's on the very same Daf Gemara, in Aleph and Beis. Rosh brings a Maisa from the full Tanoim on the Svina, Ram Kamil, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lozman, and Zara. And they only had one set of Abiminim, Ram Kamil said. So the Gemara says that Ram Kamil gave it to Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Shur gave it to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi gave it to Rabbi Lozman, and Zara. In the end, the Bryce adds on, they return it to Ram Kamil. Rosh Madaik, Hexu Ram Kamil. Well, where's the Bryce add on there? Because even practically, why is that relevant? So the Gemara says, Milsa Agavuch Kmash Malon, Matana Amatlachzeh Shema Matana. It's come to tell you extra chiddush that Matana Amatlachzeh Shema Matana. So seems to be there's something here called Matana Amatlachzeh. And there's a nidin where it's Shema Matana, Lishma Matana, Nafkamina, Ligabe Abraminim, Nafkamina, also the Gemara Kedushim says Nafkamina, Ligabe Ikrim Kaddish with it, can do King Kesef with a Matana Amatlachzeh. So, well, how do we understand what Matana Amatlachzeh is? So Kipshilta, the way done the straight away is it's a matana with a tonight. A manas lachze means a tonight, just like tonight when they got in the ravin. And putting the tonight is here that you have to return the actual item you gave as a matana. That's how the Rosh Tak explains it. Often not in Sukkah, Rosh explains the matana is a normal matana, with a Tanakh that Katam Negom Nairobi. So, it's a bit shver though. Why is there a Nidun then? Why is there a Nidun in Matanah Zakhsa Shema Matanah? Why not? What's the problem? You can always make a Tanakh in Matanah. Why should put this Tanakh of being Machzer to be a problem and that should make it not Lo Shema Matanah? So it's even more shver. What we say, when we're explaining Tanakh Malova, is that Tanakh Mil Sachriti. It's an exterior thing. But the etzem kalos to be kal, you don't need the kiyum tanai. The tanai is not there to be mekayem kalos. It's there if they're not mekayem tanai, it's mebatal kalos. So Rabbi Rosenbaum, he always says a marshal of a tanai calls it iron dove missile. But you got the kalos is already there. It's already been fired, and the tanai there, if you mebatal the tanai, it's mebatal the whole kalos. I'm afraid it's mebatal the whole kalos. But it's not that you don't need the extra etzem to be mekayem tanai in order to keep the chalos. There's a rishonim who say that you can be mochel tanai. If I sold the shtender, unless you have to take my sukkah or something, then I can be mochel you from doing that, and the chalos is still kind, the tanai is still there. I don't need to be mekayem tanai to keep the chalos still going. So in that case, if mamish fair, why is there a tzad kumatana sach to leishma matana? Mechor, it's a matana. It's outside tanai. Why should the tanai affect whether the matana is called? So somebody told me, I think Rabbi Shmuel talked about this, but and didn't go through it, so I didn't have time to go through it. But probably wouldn't have understood anyway. But so that's our hour to be my hour on all the rushes, Catherine Matanah's Lachzer. But it's Yodua that there's another pshat in a few Shayim Akharim say, in another pshat Matanah's Lachzer, it's known in the Velt as Kinyan Lizman. So the Velt say, for example, from Rosh Hashanah, that just like you can divide a chepetz into say dimensions, time is also a dimension. You can divide up the bailus of a chevetz by time, so you can own the shtender for 5 minutes of it, and it's not pshat as a she'el or something. It's you're splitting up by time. You can own, you can your kinyan can be mugbul by time, by specific time. So, somewhat to say that that's what's going on in matanah zaksa. Matanah zaksa is a kinyan lizman. She'el is shmona matanah lishma matanah. So in this any such pshat of kinyan lizman, we need to understand two things. What's the difference between a kinyan lizman, which the Gemara has a nidun, whether it's shmona matanah lishma matanah, but is it such shmona matanah that you can kind of sub minim? What's the difference between Anishela? The Gemara says, "Mufur Shol and Gozel are not Mekayim Hakem with a Shol." It's also it's some sort of Kinyan as well. It can't be Kaiser, and it's Lizman. It's for Lizman, and that's not called Lachem. But Kinyan Lizman is called Lachem. So what would be the chiluk? We need to work out what exactly is the chiluk between a Kinyan Lizman, which is Lachem, and a Shol. Another kasha that the Rosh is Ma'ir is that the Rosh asks as a kasha that the Chayav Bishlam like the Rosh Matanah Masachzeh. Is a full matana. The way to the tanai is he has to be machzer. So you wouldn't be able to do that for a cotton, because like a cotton can be koni, can't be makne. So you won't be able to return it to you. You won't be able to be kind of tanai returning it to you. So because the cotton can't be makne. Maybe the matana slacks is a kinyan lizman. So lechor you give it to the cotton for his man, right? Along these years with it, and at the end of the man, it doesn't have to go back to you. You never sold that part. You never sold the late on's man. So you don't need the hakna of the cotton later on in order to get it back. So why that Lakhur, the Gemara should have said in Revolving Base that you can be makna to Kotam Matanah Maslachazi, a kinyan lizman. So now this that the Rosh takes on, the Rosh asks, the Rosh Redzois that Redzois before that Lakhur, any kinyan lizman should be the same as a shol. It's not, it should be also not a chem, just like a shol, isn't it? But Ktsaisa Cheshen, Simon Rishon Aleph, Sikon Dalet, he brings a few rice, brings two rice from Gemara's Rishonim that we find. It could be a kinyan lizman that's considered lochem, not like shol. It could be a chiluk between shol and kinyan lizman, where kinyan lizman is considered lochem. His first raya is from a gemara babasa. There's a whole sugi in babasa, kuflam vov, of a maton called acherecho. You can make a peasant make a maton to Reuven, and acherecho to Shimon means that when Reuven dies, it won't go to Yerushim, it will go to Shimon, and acherov to Levi. Afterwards, it will go to a third person. After Shimon dies, it will go to Levi. So Tzoy says, Kshuta, that's a Kenyan Lizman. It's mobile for Reuven's lifetime. And therefore, when Reuven dies, it doesn't go to the Yerushim. It's no longer Reuven's. He only gave it to a Kenyan to Reuven for his lifetime. And still, the Gemara's Mefurish, later on, Kuflam Zayin. The Gemara's Mefurish that it's considered Lochem for Reuven. If you gave an Esrog in this way, if Achrecha the Shimon, Achrecha Levi, you gave it to Reuven, Reuven can carry Mitzah with this Esrog. It's considered Lochem. So it's alright, it's a Kenyan Lizman, and it's called Lochem. So if this was a raya, I would be not sure how excited to get about this raya, because lemaisa it's klal neguan achrecho. It's not the glat kinyan lizman that we've been talking about until now. The Gemara says, for example, late demand on that kinyan lizman raya, and quite none about it. Late demand on that kinyan lizman is like a kinyan aguf in this way. You can kind of argument with it. The Gemara says if the sheni or Shimon would die in lifetime of Reuven, which sort of messes up the seidat dvarim of where the kibbutz would go. then when Reuven dies, Reuven's Yerushim keep it. It doesn't go back to the Noisim. It stays by Reuven forever, and Reuven's Yerushim keep it. So if all this whole Lesalach Recho business in Balbasa is just a kinyan lizman, it doesn't make sense. Reuven's kinyan, which is only for his lifetime, should go on by to after he dies. Even Achami Sheni's not here, but Lechor should go back to the Noisim. The Noisim only gave away for Reuven's lifetime. He only gave Shimon for his lifetime. So now Shimon's not here, Reuven's not here. It doesn't make sense for Yerushim Reuven to keep it. It must be that something's going on with Achrecho that's not. It sounds like Mitzvah the Kinyan itself, that Reuven has in this Sugi of Achrecho, sounds like it is a Kinyan forever. Somehow the Noisim has a Kirk, I can't understand why. The Noisim has a Kirk to be Maknet to Shimon when Reuven dies and then Maknet to Levi afterwards. But it sounds like Mitzvah Reuven's Kinyan, it's a Kinyan forever. It's not a Kinyan Lizman at all that we've taught, like everyone said to that. So that needs a lobbying because the Ketzais is more foolish. Ketzais seems to be learning all the way that it's a Kinyan Lizman and that's Israel. So that whole sugya needs a big beer on this. Rabbi Shimon's shop has a similar achrecha and also quite long and quite difficult. He seems to make it something in between, but it needs ill. But the Maisa, so the fact that the Gemara says that you, with achrecha you can come into Eshrog is not such a big kiddush then. If it's not kinyan lizman, then it's pashut, it's okay. And vital, the Ketzais wants to learn, and that's what's going on in Matanos Lachzeh. Every kinyan Matanos Lachzeh is achrecha l'atzmi. So you have to know what the shayla is. Is the Gemara shayla Shema Tanu Shema Tanu Stam? If Achrecha works at all, Achrecha La'atmi, then maybe there's a special problem with Achrecha La'atmi. But that's the first one to learn the Matanu Slachze. And then also there's not such a great kiddush. Then Matanu Slachze, the Tzad Shema Matanu, should be considered lochem. If Achrecha is taka kinyan forever. But and in Maisa, the Rosh asks that it should be an eitzah by cotton. So you can give a cotton Achrecha the Matanu Slachze, which is Achrecha La'atmi. And Achrecha also doesn't need the, when he gives it to Reuven, Achrecha for Shimon, you don't need the Reuven to be Machne to Shimon. All right, Reuven dies. After Reuven dies, he can't be Machne to Shimon. It must be the original Noisin is the Machne, who's doing all the Hagnos to Reuven, Shimon, Levi. So, Lechor should be an Itzabai Kotten, you give it to Kotten, Tazlachze, Achrecha Latzman, automatically, without the Kotten's Hagnos, it will go back to the Noisin. So, Taka the Ktos writes, and economic, it's an Itzabai Kotten, the Gemara didn't bring it, the Gemara was talking about Stam, being Machne. You can't do that for cotton because then you won't be able to get it back. But Nachman, Matanos Lachzeh would be an Eitzah, had to be back near to a cotton.
Does anybody bring in halacha? That's what you could do because I've never heard of anybody doing that.
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Stam like the Rosh. So there's no Matanos Lachzeh, there's no good for.
There's no good. So Achrecha La'atzmi is not going to work.
The Ketzais says it, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down Stam like the Rosh. The way Rosh learns Matanos Lachzeh, it wouldn't work by cotton. So Nachman, fair, it wouldn't be going to have semi on it. But so the Ketzais brings another raya. This perhaps more exciting raya that a kinyan lizman is considered lochem. Brings back from it. The Pesos brings between the Rashba. There's a big nidun showing about a lulav of shutfin. But the Pesos brings between the Rashba. If you got, he's talking about an esrog of shutfin. You got an esrog of shutfin, an esrog belonging to whole kela. You could be yotzer with it. He doesn't say because each shutfin is makne to each other, but he says because of brera. So the Ketzais shaltsu is coming from a gemara nidun. One of them says you have a chotzer, and the Nadarim here in the base. You've got a chotzer that belongs to Shutfin. Shutfin become osaba on each other somehow through the Nadarim. Then they can both use the chotzer, no problem. Because we pass them, they both use chotzer, al zbera. We say, the Reuven, the Shut of Reuven, say he uses the chotzer, the north part of the chotzer, Friday morning, then we say that all along, when originally the sod of the chotzer was Shutfus, then Reuven was koina that part of the chotzer for Friday morning for that particular time, for the time he used it. And he owns it fully, full kinyan aguf. And even if for the al shutf uses the next day, it's not a problem. He owned it for that time. So we see over there. You see from there that that's right from the dorm. There's no so you're not being nana from the al shutf. He's considered his fully. And the rashba, the rashba, the spring of chain rashba, the shtel too. That hoedin, it's considered lochem by a lulav by an esrog. In these cases, it's because we say there's brer by shutf. So if the one shutf takes the esrog for that time, he was going to the esrog for just for that time, and it's fully his kinyan aguf. It's considered lochem. So that lechor is a glad kinyan lizman, because if an extra should have takes it, we say it's an inspired with Bayer that was his for that time. So still, the first should have had only a kinyan lizman in it, it's considered lochem. So that's quite a kishmak raya that Ketzais wants to bring. But now we see from the Ketzais that you can have kinyan lizman considered lochem. So what tak is the chiluk between a kinyan lizman and a sheva? Shol gemaras meforish is not lochem. So this Ketzais wants to explain that that a shol is only kinyan peiros, and a kinyan lizman, he says, a kinyan aguf. So what's the chiluk with her? Where we define a kinyan peiros is that you own the chifetz for its ishtamshus. Your kinyan is full something, it's only for the ishtamshus, you only own the ishtamshus of the chifetz. But whenever we talk about the shem bailim, you consider the bailim of the chifetz, that's always the kinyan aguf. For example, kinyan peiros is always mogbul lizman. It's by definition, you only have the use of this lizman. It's no big kiddush that's spit lizman. Hashem kin naguf, you are the bottom of the chayfetz. And we find, by example, the sugya of kin peres kin naguf. The own kin naguf is considered when the Torah says something belongs to you. For example, by the Kurim, you have to say, es adomash no satali, it means kin naguf. It's madom kin peres kin naguf. Kin naguf is always what the Torah refers to yours. So it says, makes a pasha chiluk. Whenever when the Torah says lachem by abminim, it means that it's yours, kin naguf. And even a kin naguf, which is lezman, is considered kin naguf, to be considered yours.
Will you be able to sell it?
They'll sell it.
Till the time of the Yaz.
Till the time of the Yaz,
but... So, sold, that means that they would be retroactively annulled the sale, or the sale would be kai.
Which sale? Well, the one who owns the kin naguf lezman.
Yeah.
He sold his. So in the sugi of Achrecho, it sounds like, if Achrecho is kin lezman, it sounds like he sold it, then the Shem doesn't get anything. If he sold it, then the Shem doesn't get anything. So therefore, he makes it tonight as well, just in case they shouldn't do that. But you have to say l'kula amma, there is a tonight. Otherwise, you have to work out why is the more saying lo yichzei l'yotze. So yeah, you have to say even like l'yotze. But the ikazak of what the shalom tazakze is not the tonight. The ishalei to kinyan zman. That kareka. Well, we're not sure exactly what that kareka asked me with this particular problem. Yeah. So that's the.
You can make a tonight. Even if you were totally Jews, but the tonight you can't sell.
Well, it wouldn't be included in that.
Not allowed to say it, but that's included in that.
You're saying Shatim Va'acharecho, Shat, that if you still own it at the day when you die, then it will go to Levi.
Yeah, whatever's left. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you own at that date. But if you sell it earlier, then you just haven't got it.
But the Gemara does say about Tavs Taksa, if we learn Tavs Taksa is after Chalatmi, still the Gemara says, Lo Hechze Lo Yotze, if he doesn't attend, not Yotze. So you have to say that he made the Tanai here, or there's a spot that by Abraminim that he makes the Tanai, and that works. And Achalami, but Atzim Lomdus doesn't automatically include the Tanai. It's whatever's left, it's after Echol. So that's the Tosis Chiluk. But what Elam enjoyed is that there's a Chiddush Gadol in the Rashbam in Bava Basra. Rashbam is clear not learning different Halach. Rashbam in the Bavasra Kuf Lam Zayinim Dalav. Originally, the one takes on that there's Machlokes Tanoim whether Achrecho is considered the Kinyan Guf, considered the Kinyan Peiros. The one wants to be told on that whether he creates with an Esrog of Achrecho. So that was the Ksosis Ali Rai. But the one was initially told it on the Machlokes. Then the one was Matcheh that no, the whole Machlokes is whether it's like Kinyan Guf or Kinyan Peiros. But if he's not Yates with it, why did you give it to him? Very strange. The one was told If he's not Yetzer, why did you give it to him? Kasha Chamaisa, why did you give it to him? Kachacha, he can't be Yetzer. Why he gave it to him, he thought he could be Yetzer, he was wrong. But so the way the Ksosis wants to learn the Gemara is, it means that the fact that you gave it to him with the Esrog, Kachacha, it's Lekula Amma, you meant to give a kin naguf, because what else would he use it for? So the Ksosis learns that it means Lekula Amma, you give a kin naguf. Rashbam Afanot doesn't learn that. Rashbam Afanot says that the whole machlekes is where they have a kin, where it's kin peiros, kin naguf, but Lekula Amma includes a kin in peiros. And being Yotze Yom Mitzvah is one of the Kenyan pairs, is a Hishtamshus of the Abimim. So it's a very Shva Rashbam, Kipshutze, the Din Lochem, is just like your Esrog has to have a Pitum and your Luluf shouldn't be Niktam Rishoy. So the Abiminim should be Lochem. And Lochem, well, the Torah means Kenyan Naguf. Kenyan pairs is not called Lochem. And boom, with that Lochem, you can climb your Mitzvah. Why should the Lochem be the Kenyan pairs to use it? So it's clear from the Rashbam that, like I said, right, Vice Lochem is not a Pitum. Lachem, the Rashbam held sure that he's learning the Gemara, that Lachem means the kinyan to use it for the mitzvah. The kinyan pay to kind of mitzvah with it. That is the chapter of Lachem. So, the Tzarechian now on the Rashbam, though, what's the chiluk between that and Shaul? We've lost our answer from the Kedais. He's saying even the kinyan pay is called Lachem. So why isn't the Shaul called Lachem? So on this, Rashbam, the Rosh brings Rashim Rabbeinu Yishai, perhaps he's also learning like this, Rashbam. Rosh brings Rabbeinu Yishai, Rabbeinu Yishai is learning, he's learning the Sugya Matanos Lachzeh. And he asks, what's the difference between Shah and Matanos Lachzeh? They're both Kenyan Peiros. So he's also learning Matanos Lachzeh is a, the Nidin is a Kenyan Peiros, like Rashbam's talking about Lachem, but he's talking, saying Matanos Lachzeh, which is the Tzad Shema Matana, is also only a Kenyan Peiros. But the Rosh brings Rabbeinu Yishai, Veishva Anse, brings the Chiluk is that Matanos Lachzeh, you're not Chayak Peif Einsin. Shol, Shol's chayav pay for einsin, and the hudin gneiv avid, the Rosh had done. But the matana slaksa, because you give matana, you're not chayav to pay for einsin. But tzorach in gadol, why is that a chiluk? Why is that a mechalik? Why should we consider lochem all of a sudden? If a kinyan peiros is considered lochem, you have a kinyan peiros in both. Why should the fact that you're not chayav einsin make it os lochem? I'd be very happy to answer anyone.
Gracias.